Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod Podcast. I am your host, Chris, a.k.a. Real Man Hewlett, a.k.a. Chubbawaki, a.k.a. DJ Cool C, a.k.a. Winnie the Bish. I'm joined here with my co-host, my lover and friend, my Pookie Bear, my Roman Empire, my boy, Elfeezy, a.k.a. Lenny. What's up, brother?
What's up, Pinos? Good to chat with y'all again.
That was like,
oh no, let's do that shit comedic again. Timing. No.
That was comedic timing.
I know, fuck. It usually does better when it's
We're good.
Okay.
Nah, we're good. Your upload, okay. The speed is going back up. What's up, man? How you been? Again? What's up, buddy?
Okay.
How you doing today? How you been, man?
I've been good. It's been a busy couple weeks. Yeah. Let's see. Jez and I finally booked our flights to Guam. So we're gonna
go down in Guam.
We're gonna get married in the court there, in front of her family and my family.
Wow! Exciting.
Yeah, that one's gonna be on our podcast premium. So
yeah, if you guys want to subscribe to the Patreon, the link is going to be in the description of this video. This is the week that we're releasing the Patreon, so go ahead and pay the $5. You get everything that you want. It's a $5 subscription. We have a bunch of different content on there. It's actually really interesting that we would post this stuff not to our social media.
Yeah, so go ahead, click it, subscribe, join, support your boys.
Yeah, be a Pino in the pod with us.
Yeah. Another thing we did was we went wedding band shopping. Yeah, we went looking at wedding bands.
Okay. Yeah. Well, are we going silver or are we going gold for you?
I want you to guess.
Some gold, bro. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. I was initially wanting black. Like,
oh,
titanium.
Okay, BBC energy.
Yeah, BBC, you know what I mean? Once you go black, you won't need a wheelchair.
BBC.
And then I was like, yo, I kind of like silver too. Just looking at one of my friends' rings, I'm like, dang, that's a nice look. But listening to the guy and listening to Jazz and their feedbacks of how gold matches my skin tone, it finally wore on me. It grew on me. Thank you. It grew on me, and yeah, I think I'm gonna go with gold, flat, a little heavy. I'm excited, yeah,
especially if the wife says that she wants you to wear gold, just wear gold,
right? Whatever the wifey says, happy wife, exactly. Happy life.
I always like the gold wedding band, you know. I just like gold rings, like pinky rings too. They're really great.
I thought I would like a gold chain too, but after trying on my brother's. I don't know. I don't think it's a look for me.
I feel like I got the rope. That's why. You got to hold it over.
I'm too mainland now.
Nah, you just got to tuck the chain, man. You got to stay humble.
Got to tuck the chain just like I got to tuck the skin.
Whenever me and Ryan go to like Korean barbecue and we're like super full, and he's like, bro, feel accomplished. Got to untuck the chain, bro. What the
heck? He was like choking me out. Got the rope around my neck.
Show them who it is, bro. Show them who it is, bro. I wore my chain and like I have this thing on it now. So people are like, "Oh, what is that? Is that your ring?" And I'm like, "Bro, that thing can't even fit my finger."
Is that a washer?
No. So it's my earring.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I just put my earring on my chain. Different kind of ring. I don't feel like putting it down. And I'll lose it somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but what else? What else was on the agenda for the week?
Let's see. What else did we do? Jess got into crocheting, which I'm happy for her. Her roommates are doing it, and so I just think of it as another activity that she can do with her roomies to bond and get closer with. But also, it's a cool hobby that she can do to pass the time and also just kind of kick back and relax. So I'm happy for her. I support her. I told her about my coworker that crochets and showed her all the fun things. She likes to crochet like animals and scarves and jackets and all that stuff. And then by the time y'all listen to this, it's probably going to be done. But March Madness is in effect. We are in the Elite Four right now.
Okay.
My bracket is ass. It is trash. It is close to the bottom. I can't wait till next year. Damn, Baylor, y'all let me down. But if I had to pick a winner, I would say, fuck, it's going to be UConn. Dude, they're just killing it right now. They're, like, destroying everybody. I don't see them losing.
Dude, I have a really funny March Madness story. I worked for the registrar at my university when I was attending the school there. And they it was March. They were like, hey, we're going to fill out a March Madness bracket now. A month later, when we're closer to the end, we're going to see who's the closest. Whoever wins $1. And I'm like, okay, why not?
Yeah.
And so I fill it out. I'm like, I know nothing about college basketball. So I fill it out. And at the end of the season, my bracket comes out perfect. And I'm like, damn, I could have bet for this freaking on like, I could have bet $5 in a casino.
It's impossible to get a perfect bracket.
Bro.
So it's hard for me to believe you.
Bro, I didn't know anything. So I just put whatever. And they're like, hey, your bracket is actually really good. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Damn. I was That's also like 20 years wild. Old. So I couldn't gamble.
That's true. But hey, but on your fake though, on your fake from Idaho, it says you're 24.
First of all, I am from, where am I from? I'm from Illinois.
What's your address? What's your address out there?
My address is a dirt lot.
So it's Disneyland. Funny. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. It's the old Disney World.
But yeah, one more thing I wanted to bring up.
Anything else going on for the week there, fella?
So one of my coworkers who listens to the pod, shout out Casey. She wanted me to bring up this song and see if you heard it. This one's for you, Casey. It goes. Jeremiah was a bullfrog with a good friend of mine. Okay, I can actually like share the video.
Sounds like Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Do you know this song?
I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine.
Nope. Not a clue.
Me neither.
Okay, cool.
She was trying to sing it to me, and it's like, you've heard this song before, right? I'm like, no. And then she would still sing, and I'm like, Casey, I don't know this song. She's like, oh, God. Am I showing my age?
Dang. Shout out to Casey, though. Good submission.
Appreciate you. Appreciate your support.
Casey, if you're watching this or listening to this right now, give me a review or a comment if you'd like. You know, it really helps.
Hit that 5-star on Spotify or Apple.
There you go.
Appreciate ya.
There you go.
But yeah, that's about it for me. How about you, Chris? What you been up to? Anything new?
I've had a week of window shopping for cars. I was spending most of my time looking for a new car. We've been talking about cars on this podcast a lot.
We've been talking about food a lot too, but
yeah. I got something for you, right?
Okay,
in a minute. I'm looking for a new car just because my mom's car is getting kind of old and she's like, I don't want to buy a new car. We want you buy a new car, I'll take your car right now. And I'm like, I'm down. So I'm like window shopping to see, but the APR rates are crazy right now, dude.
So
I might just wait off just a tad to see if anything happens closer to the election.
For how's your car doing? Is it still running?
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Runs great. Blows cold.
No
AC runs cold. Oh yep, brand new 2009.
Oh yeah.
Lexus RX 300. AC blows cold. Mechanic special.
It's not a Miura though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a superior.
Is it lifted? Is it a lifted Lexus RX or what?
No.
The big kind of green,
very regular.
Right on the beach, you know like that.
I pulled up one time, somebody says, oh, nice mom car. I'm like, okay. What? That's a little much. You isn't every car a mom car?
Your mom probably doesn't even have a car, okay?
Oh.
Just kidding. Sorry, auntie.
Sorry, auntie. that's my work week. I was just always looking for a car. But yesterday, we went to Cinnamon's.
It kind of does sound like one, though.
Yeah, but, she's a very sweet girl, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cinnamon. Shout out to Nutella.
If you'd like to sponsor this pod.
Shout out peanut butter. Shout out Snickerdoodle. But no, it's a brunch place. There's two locations. There's one in Kailua. There's one in Waikiki. We went to the Kailua one, and it was phenomenal. They were known for like signature pancakes as well as Eggs Benedict. So I got the crab cake Eggs Benny with avocado, which was phenomenal. With
smacking.
And then we went
with... It was giving brunch vibes.
We went with Autumn, her sister, her sister's boyfriend, and then her mom and her stepdad. And so the mom was like, oh, I want the Eggs Benny too, but I'll get the special one. There's like a special menu. And so she's like, oh, I'll get the short rib Eggs Benny. And then you get the crab cake Eggs Benny. And then we'll switch one. And I'm like, no problem, man. That sounds like a great deal. And then Autumn got the Lichun Kuale Loco Moco. So it was like, you know, fried pork, tomatoes, patis, shoyu, and then gravy and two over easy eggs on top.
Yeah.
I don't have a picture. I'll find it on Yelp, but just put it here.
Dude, that sounds so good. I miss Hawaii breakfast. Like, their breakfast / brunch places are so good.
They slap.
The pancakes, the tropical pancake flavors.
Oh my god.
The Hawaiian meat options. Oh.
Yeah. Dude, so good, can we talk about how yesterday I told you what we had? And then we were on Apex with our girl Jazzy Cat. And she was like, these are not even words that you're saying to me right now. Like, what's a Lichun Kuale Loco Moco? What the hell is that?
What is,
what's a Lilikoi passion fruit? What's a Lilikoi passion fruit pancake? Like, okay.
For those of you that are listening, check out the YouTube video to know what we're talking about.
Check out the YouTube video to see what Lenny's doing to himself.
That's going to be on our premium.
Oh, God. A lot more of that in the premium.
Yeah, but, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, that was pretty much the high. Oh, we also went shopping yesterday at Pearl Ridge. And I was talking to Autumn. I was like, man, could you believe that I used to be a mall rat who spent like 5-6 hours at the mall on a weekly basis?
Every kid in Hawaii were mall rats at one point in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Every adult was a mall rat. Yeah, dude. It was honestly the go-to place to hang out back in the day, you know? Had AC.
Nowadays, it's just sad. There's no benches anywhere. Like, you just have to stand there.
They don't want the kids for crews around, that's why.
That's sad. That is very sad. Because, bro, if you ask any of our friend group, we were at the mall all the time.
We were outside of the movie theaters, hanging out till like 12
in the food court too, man. Grab a Cinnabon, go outside. Oh. We were loitering at its finest.
Yups. That's us. We weren't doing drugs. We weren't, you know, throwing up gang signs or whatever. We were just cruising, you know?
What crimes did you commit as a child? And like, no, I didn't steal. No, I didn't drink. I loitered.
I mean, I might have stolen one piece of gum from Sanrio at a point in my life, but other than that, I haven't done anything.
I took a Bubblicious from Price Busters at one point or another.
We're church boys.
Yeah, man.
We don't do crime.
Of course not.
Why pray. We?
But yeah, man, that was my week. I didn't really do much this week. I just pretty much chilled out, looked for cars, and hung out with Autumn when I could.
Sounds like a good, relaxing time.
I'm excited for our topics today because they are pretty solid.
Yeah, bro. I'm always excited.
Let's go. Pause.
gay.
I was talking to Jez, and she likes the That's a Raven transition better than the Hannah Montana one.
Oh, dude, you should see the next one coming out down the pipeline. It's the transition for One Piece.
Oh, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
I'm so stoked for it, actually. It's perfect, too. Because we have a lot of these, like, cutout times, so it's just like, oh, I'll just put the transition there, and I can add a new sound.
Yeah, I fucking love that. Appreciate Let's it. Go. I'm a big One Piece fan. As you can see, here. As you can
Let's go one. Gomu gomu no.
I don't know if you saw the Jolly Rogers on the back, but
yes.
Yeah,
dude, it's one of my favorite things to see. Actually, no, it was like one of my fondest moments in the Philippines recently because we went down there and all of my cousins who I've never really talked to or been close to for a few years, but we're family, so we always like are very welcoming. I heard them talking, and one of them went, "Gomu gomu no!" I was like, "Oh, what the fuck?" One Piece, of course. Random.
Yo, isn't it crazy how in today's day and age, anime is well accepted throughout like a lot of like people? Like, it's more accepting nowadays versus during our time. Like, we were shunned, we were shamed for.
We were called nerds. We were nerds, but we held that very close to our hearts. We're like, yeah, we're fucking nerds. Yeah, man. Do you even know how strong Naruto is?
They sure
Goku's going to body him.
They didn't want us to reach Super Saiyan back in the day.
Holding us back. They didn't want it. They didn't want us to be in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Take off the weight of my legs and let me take on the 8 inner gates. You know what I mean?
Let me go up against the future Kazekage of the Hidden Sand, bro. Let me find out how these hands work.
God, we're nerds.
Dude, there's this one meme of this guy. He's like, I'm sick of all these guns and all these, like, all everybody gangbanging. Meet me on the fucking street. Just, like, dressed up as
Have you seen the video where he's, it's like Naruto or somebody in a Akatsuki outfit, and he's like, the leader of the Hidden Village, trash.
Sakura,
trash. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was
fire.
I know.
The way he sucked off Orochimaru for clout. Yeah.
Trash. I love it, though. I am for it. I'm so glad.
These are way, it just makes everything funnier because we can all just use that as a reference.
Mm-hmm. It's my childhood love, man.
But yeah, it is very much more acceptable now to be an anime fan than it was before.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to roll off the? Yeah, go ahead.
So this is kind of a continuation of what we were talking about. Well, kind of, not really. We were talking about like high school stuff. And then for today, at least this one topic, we're transitioning into adult life. And, you know, have you ever thought about, like, what you wanted as an adult? Like, what you were excited for in high school that you're like, oh, I can't wait to be an adult so I can start doing this and that and that.
Whatever. Yes. So many.
But once you finally became an adult, you realize, holy shit, I fucking hate this. Can I go back to being a kid again? So, with that said, the topic is, what are some things that you learned about adulthood that you did not like, that you do not like? You can start it off.
Credit. I didn't understand how important credit was when I was in high school.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't know that, like, people were building credit already while they were in high school. Like, I had a girlfriend, and she was very well established in her credit. Mm-hmm. She had a great credit score. She had a few credit cards already. I'm like, I am so far behind. And I'm like trying to apply for my first apartment. And they're like, oh, you don't have any credit. We can't accept you. I'm like, damn. Yeah. That's wild.
When did you get your first credit card?
I got my first credit card not too long ago, like in retrospect. This is maybe a couple of years ago. Because I was so down bad for so long. I was just like, yo, I don't know how this works. I don't have the means to really get this together.
No, I feel that. Even like setting up my own bank account too. For the longest time, I would have joint bank accounts with my parents, and then even joint credit cards with my parents. I know. It was kind of nice to branch off and get my own, but at the same time, I knew my parents were kind of sad. They're like, oh shit, my unlock, my unlock is going up.
My mom was very adamant to like not give me, she was like the opposite of your parents. She's like, you get your own account. That's all, you're going to get your own. From a very young age, I showed habits of liking to spend money. And so she was like, yeah, you're not going to have a joint account with me because you're going to run us dry. We're not going to pay rent. So I'm like, okay, fine. That sounds good, mom.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I was like, I was introduced to like banking very early because like I worked as a bagger. So I had all this cash that I had to deposit into the bank on a weekly basis. So I would always go in and out of the bank. I would always
Why do you have a lot of cash? Huh? What are you doing on the weekend at night, huh?
Dude, the amount of times people said I was a stripper in high school is ridiculous.
You have a shit ton of dollar bills, that's why.
Dude, and people will come up to me and like pretend like they're going to fight me. I'm like, okay, if you're going to fight me and rob me for my money, we can try.
And sometimes, you know, your thong would still be showing from the night before.
Yeah, dude, my tail would still be in. Weren't there girls in high school who like had tails, you know?
Yeah.
Like the tails.
Fuck. If they're listening to this podcast, we're talking about you.
They were talking about you.
There were guys too.
Oh, there were guys
too. Yeah.
Oh, there were guys too. Shout out to them. Hope you're doing well. One of you guys, I got a bad rep because one of you guys are my friends on Facebook, and I was talking to this girl in the club in Vegas. And she was like, oh, you're from Hawaii? Let me see your Facebook. And she, like, looked up this girl, and she's like, oh, you're friends with her? You're friends with this girl who has a name similar to a type of jewelry?
Oh, shit. Wait. Does it rhyme with spade?
Yes. Okay. Shout out to you. Back to the topic, yeah. Taxes were one of them. Do you have one?
What, taxes? Yeah, we all
have taxes. Like, do you have one, like, adult thing that we didn't know about?
You know, bills in general, you know? Like, mortgages, loans. Fuck, they're expensive, dude. I miss living in my parents' house, so I don't have to pay for a rent or mortgage. And paying for groceries, bro, I would get free food coming home. You know what I mean? And now, adding up all of that shit.
The first week of living alone, you really realize how spoiled you were living in your parents' house. Like, okay, at first of the month, I have to pay rent. Okay, cool. Second week, oh shit, I haven't done laundry this whole time. How come it isn't done and folded in my closet? Oh shit. Okay, well, I have to cook for myself every night.
Yeah,
holy shit. This is how much Chipotle costs every day? Dog, I can't eat out anymore. Like, there's so many realizations coming back to back at you.
The longest time, my meals would be Spam, Vienna sausage, and corned beef.
Dog, Spam was still expensive in Vegas, so I was like buying all kinds of shit.
Yeah, Ninth Island, that's why.
Dog, we were making tortas in the house because we were like so like down bad.
Damn. Tortas.
One other thing that I wanted to do so much growing up, I wanted to go out. Like, I wanted to have a nightlife, like a social life at night. Why is my hair like this? I wanted to be like those
talking
guys
about that, adulthood.
Yeah. My friends wanted to, like, I wanted friends who were like, oh, what are we doing tonight? Are you going to this guy's place? Like, we're going to hit up this place? Club, another club, bar, after party.
Yes.
I wanted that. And then when I finally got there and I like got to the pinnacle of like my nightlife as a whole, I was like, damn, this is very sad. Like, the people around me are very hollow. I don't feel accomplished in any sense. You know, like, this is...
Sure. I mean, it's just people that wanted to hang out and have some fun for one night.
Yeah, shout out to them. No, shout out to them because they don't talk to me anymore. Right? Fuck you guys.
Especially in Vegas, though.
Yeah, it was tough. I gave up on a lot of things in Vegas because of the environment I was in. Like, I gave up on dating out there. Gave up on all this other shit. Plus, I gained a fuck ton of weight out there, too, because all I was eating was Mexican food.
That's that college weight. It's a thing, man.
Dog, it wasn't just college, man.
Your boy was 110 at one point.
Ugh.
And in college, yeah. I think I ended at 160.
Nice. Crazy. That's a good weight on you, though.
Crazy. I'm still gaining right now.
We still bulking up, man.
Out and
we gaining, not even man. Done yet, cuz.
This ain't even my final form.
Dog, my neck going. I ain't gonna have no neck.
It's over 9,000.
But yeah, enough. It's empty, sir.
Too much anime.
Yeah, grocery shopping was definitely one of them too, right? Because you're like, you almost spent $60 at the grocery store. You end up with like two bundles of bananas and a box of cereal.
Bro, I finally understand why my parents always said there's food at home.
There is food at home.
Because shit, dude, it costs money to get food outside.
Dog, it's sad too because inflation just hit us recently too. So everything is just like the amount of money you would pay for two meals at McDonald's had doubled overnight. Because I remember paying like maybe $16 for two meals and all of a sudden it's like $25.
Bro, you know it's a problem when McDonald's inflates their prices too. Like,
dude, they don't even have a dollar menu anymore.
Yeah, dude, the dollar menu is gone. It's like buy one, get one for a dollar now. $1, $2, $3 menu.
Dude, here on the islands, it's $3 for one.
Damn, that's fucking nuts. You used to be able to buy two apple pies for a dollar.
Two apple pies. Now you don't even get one for a dollar.
Yeah.
You have to buy a fucking cheese Danish from them.
Cheese Danish? What is that? Do they still serve Simon at McDonald's, by the way?
Some. Only some.
Oh.
Because I went to the one there next to my house. They didn't have it anymore, but I went to another one like close to my job and they had one. So I was like, it's a hit or miss.
Since we're on the topic, cost of living in Hawaii. Crazy.
It's a touchy topic.
Yes, it is. It very much is. Why do you think I'm in Oregon right now?
You're wild. Not even.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's part of the reason why. And it's part of the discussion of where am I going to live in the future when I start to have a family of my own. It's like, do I want to stay in Oregon or do I want to move back home where I'm not?
Yeah, speaking of, yeah. Where are we leaning on that?
TBD. Next question. Oh. Save that for the premium version.
That's important, man. Because I really do want you to move back.
If I had to give you an answer right now, I'm really torn. I want to spend a couple more years in Oregon, but I think that's only until I have enough money. Till Jez and I have enough money to buy a house in Hawaii, which. You know how the prices are right now. It's pretty expensive. It's like $1 million for what, a two bedroom townhome.
Can't say anybody. For those who are listening who are not from the Hawaii, this is how it works out here. If you're in our scenario and don't own a home or are renting right now, or own a home somewhere else and want to move to Hawaii, the home that you have in another state will be sold, and you buy a condo. If you're in my scenario and don't own anything, you save up and you buy a condo. You sit on that condo for a few years, you sell that condo, use that condo as your down payment for your actual house. And so it's a long process that requires a lot of upfront capital that not a lot of people get the opportunity to do. Like, I have a buddy whose like biggest dream is to own a house in Hawaii Kai. I'm like, good luck, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn. Hawaii Kai.
Hawaii Kai is a very upper echelon situation.
Big aspirations. Or you know what? You can do like majority of the families and people on the West Coast, which is rent out a part of someone else's house and just save money through that.
We have a friend. She has like a 6-bedroom home and she rents out all the bedrooms.
Oh, shit. Well, that's pretty good income for that person. You're smart.
She is smart. She like got it from her parents, so.
Is she a doctor?
Personally, I'd feel weird having all of these people in the house with like my daughter in the house too. But I don't know.
Yeah. But that's the hand that's forced to you, you know? That's the extent that you are placed to do.
Yeah, that is your responsibility to pay that mortgage. So if you have to do that to pay, ah, man, like we have generations of families all putting in on a mortgage. So like you own like a eighth of a home so that they can all live in the same place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why my siblings and I are fighting for the house in Aya.
Are you really?
Well, not really. I would give priority to my brother just because he's staying there. But I'm like, you know, if you want to give it up, your boy is right here.
Yeah, the person over. Who lives there gets the rights, right?
Yeah. It's only fair. But damn, it's a good location.
And oh, yeah, that fat rage over there if you wanted to.
Sheesh. Nah, you got to keep the noise down.
I remember one time we had like a get-together in your garage, and I was like, why haven't we been doing this whole time? Because this is the perfect spot to do this.
Yeah, I can't do it as much anymore, but that's for reasons that I can't mention on the pod right now.
Gotcha. Join the premium.
Join the premium. would you live if not Hawaii?
If I lived somewhere else, I would, if I was single still and I wanted to move back to the mainland, I would move back to Vegas. Because I feel like everyone still visits me. I would see everybody, and there's always something to do. Like I would hate to have a job where I feel so stagnant, and then like there's nothing to do around me, where I can't find an outlet. Because like it's not just gambling and like shows and buffets out there. You have like actual culture out there where you can go down to Chinatown. They have like great festivals for like Chinese New Year. They have everything that's open super late. So if you wanted to go get something that you would crave, you want to get Greek food at 2 a.m, you can go down to Halal Guys.
I think that's what people get mixed up all the time because of the stereotype of you're in Vegas, you're there for party, you're there for spend money, you're there to gamble. But there's parts of it outside of all of that that people are not aware of or not really thinking of. And it's kind of nice to hear that input from you. There's actually other things that you can do in Vegas.
Yeah, the biggest point that I loved so much was that everyone always came to visit me. Like, no matter who it was, like, family members coming out from other country, my family coming up for a vacation, like, I was always able to see everybody, even though I wasn't home.
Yeah, I got to see you, too.
Yeah, exactly. I got to see you, a bunch of our classmates who would come down to Vegas for, like, trips or whatever, and I'd see them, go have dinner. Say what's up, pick them up.
It's a good place. You think Autumn would move to Vegas or nah?
We'll see.
She one of those like...
She likes greenery. And I am one too to like really miss foliage and whatnot. Oregon. So we're thinking about Washington.
Ooh. Oregon. Oh, God. Something is wrong with my...
We might. Ooh. I don't know. Oregon's just very iffy right now. You know, yeah. Yeah, the situation's over there.
There's homeless everywhere. There's liberals everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And we're not against liberals over here.
Let's cut that out. I don't like talking about politics.
Yeah, politics or whatever.
Politics, schmolitics.
I wanted to go back on the topics and be like, and say, it's rough when your entire family, like, say you live in a home with your parents. And then you and your siblings go off to college. Then after college, you guys stay in your respective states where you guys went to school at, and your parents end up retiring and going back home to the Philippines. Like that, with everyone separating for like their life and like having to move away because of their advancements in their career or education, the family that you left home all dispersed. And so now you don't even have a tie to come back home to. Like, you don't have anybody to, like, visit. Or you have friends, obviously, but, like, you don't have family to spend the holidays with or sleep in the house with.
Yeah.
And that's the predicament that we're in right now because my mom's about to retire and my sister moved away a few years ago. And so if I leave now or soon, then no one's here. And nobody, like, we will have friends and, like, not much family, but we'll have people here, but we don't have what we had once before.
Like, your immediate family is not all there.
Yeah, it just sucks, man. So, like, now I'm stuck being the stronghold for the family. And not stuck in the sense that, like, I didn't want to, but I'm stuck in the sense, like, I want to stay here. I want us to have this. And so it's on me to, like, make, plant our flag here, pretty much.
Yeah, in a sense. Stand your ground.
Stand your ground, grasshopper. Show them who you are.
Fight for your honor. Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm kind of seeing that kind of come up in my situation too. But luckily, my parents and my brother are still back home, and majority of my my dad's side is over there, and I don't see them moving anytime soon. So, I guess I'm luckier than you.
Yeah, a lot of my dad's side is here. A lot of my mom's side didn't come here at all. So
yeah.
But shout out to my cousin who's coming down next month.
Got the shout out, cuz. Shout out, cousin. Cassin Sin.
Cassin Sin.
Shout out, Capamilia.
But yeah, moving away sucks. Everybody wants to stay home. Hawaii's always Hawaii. The people are always going to be nicer than the mainland. And the Aloha spirit is definitely still alive and thriving.
That's definitely true. Like, living up here, everyone's kind of out for themselves, you know what I mean? Like, looks out for just themselves, not really like.
And that's how it is, man. That's how it is out there. And people capitalism. Keep themselves. There's no sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sucks all around.
There's only a community, but it's for
HOA.
The Purows.
The Purows.
As my people will say.
Those hailing from the lands of Caucasus.
And touching on the point of family, that's the primary reason why I would move back home to Hawaii. Just so, you know, my parents and my extended family can meet my family, you know, and grow up with them side by side. My little ones growing up with my cousin's little ones, you know.
It's weird. That was our plan. It's weird thinking that your family and like your nieces and nephews will not meet your daughter or son, you know, like until they're
or like grow up, grow up without them knowing who their uncle is or
exactly
or their auntie. All of that, yeah. Shit.
Anyway, all right. Next topic, man. Getting too serious.
I'm not so crying. You're crying. No, just kidding.
when you're a kid and you get in trouble or you've done something wrong, in the sense or in the eyes of like your household, you always get scolded to the point of like submission. Was that true for you?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%.
It's funny trauma. The way that like fighting in the Filipino household is because we would never be outlandish enough to like speak back to our parents and like stand up for ourselves at that time because there's no sense of like open communication lines.
Yeah. So, yeah. We don't talk about emotions at Filipino households.
Dude, you don't even show eye contact, bro. It's like the kapu system when like you're in trouble at home. Yeah. you come in, you sit on the couch and you're looking down the ground the whole time. Yeah. Nobody, like you're not allowed to make eye contact with your parents.
We don't say you. We can't say anything.
Not a word.
Even if they ask you a question, you're not supposed to say anything.
Huh?
How come you do that? Oh, because blah blah blah. Who said you can talk back to me?
Dude.
Bro.
Every time my mom would always do this thing where she would like curl her lips in and like her eyes would get really wide.
And your mom's eyes are pretty small, so shit, that's scary. Yeah,
exactly. So there was never an actual apology from either side, you know, because we weren't allowed to talk. They were yelling at us and mad. This is how the scenario would go. Me and my mom would butt heads because I got in trouble at school and she heard about it, and so she's scolding me, and I'd be upset, she'd be upset, and then I would go to my room, she would go away. And it'd be in my room for a long period of time. Like, if it was, like, a daytime situation, it was...
Yeah.
I got scolded at 12 o'clock. I was in my room until 8 o'clock. Long periods.
Dang.
So, all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door saying, hey, there's food upstairs. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, their apology is through food.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because, like, I talked to... Autumn, and I'm like, yeah, my mom cooked food. She's like, oh, so you guys are okay now? And I'm like, yeah, we're good.
You're good. Did you ever like bawl your eyes out while eating dinner? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Vietnam, but you're so stupid, Bastos. Blah blah blah. Come eat now. There's the dinner. Okay.
That's so funny.
No, it's like I don't even want to eat anymore. Vietnam, you eat now before I bought you some more, and then you start eating, and then your tears start falling into your food, and it's saltier.
Good thing we had sinigang tonight, Mom. Mm. Just your tears falling into it.
It's so good.
It's so sour.
Ouch, my ass hurts. There's red marks all over my back. But this food is so good.
God. Oh my God. Why do we have leather belts?
Fuck. I gotta go wash the dishes now.
Why'd you use the iron, Mom?
I gotta start washing the laundry.
Oh man.
You want me to massage your feet too?
There's never an apology. There's always food involved. Mm-hmm. It's funny too because my coworkers and I all oppose our upper management at work. And so whenever they talk to us, we try to care less, but we still listen to what they're saying. So they'll do the thing where they're like they feel like they're getting scolded. And all of us are Filipino. So we'll stand in a circle around her, and we'll like be looking down while she's talking, and she's like, "Hey, I'm talking to you. Look at me," and we're like all confused.
Damn, all sounds like
sounds like a bitch. But
sounds like a toxic work environment. HR, hello. Yeah, I'd like to report something.
Good luck. But yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's sucking like HR's cock.
I had to like mention to my friends. I'm like, "Hey guys, we're not in the Philippines. We can look at that here." Like,
sorry po.
There's a video. Oh fuck, I love seeing it every time though. But it's just this guy, he's talking to his camera, he's talking on the side of the street in the Philippines, and he's like, "Yo, what's up? We're out here." And then all of a sudden a jeepney comes through and hits him. And it's the guy on the fuck. On the jeepney, he's like, Sorry po.
Oh my god. That's wild.
No, it was a tricycle. Never mind, sorry.
Oh, tricycle.
Yeah.
Hey, what's still?
Less of an impact.
Still pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, I like, as the years progressed, my sister, who is now a social worker, really emphasized us communicating properly as a family and not like burying these emotions. Mm-hmm. And so it was difficult to try to explain, not difficult, but it was a challenge to explain to my mom like proper communication and how it works and how it would actually benefit us in the long haul, not trying to like bottle up our emotions and letting them all spew out at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how families break apart, man. Like I see a lot of family members who don't communicate with their family, and like there's just like a big rift that keeps getting bigger and bigger between their relationships. I'm like, dang, we always seem to be so close.
Yeah, I can relate to that, because I feel like as the years have gone by, and I want to say it started to get a lot better when I was in college, my parents have learned to not only communicate better, but also understand us and treat us as equals. And that's ultimately has created like a positive relationship for me and my parents. There's obviously some things that we're still working out here and there.
Yeah, you ever like my siblings? Four people in the same house, huh?
Yeah.
My workload was so hard today. I had seven patients. Seven patients, huh? Are they home with you, huh?
Seven patients. It's because you're always on your phone. That's why.
Huh? Patients, you're not the doctor, huh? Sleeping. Don't call them patients. They're
customers. Not sleeping. That's why. That's too funny. Every time I would try to vent, they'd be like, "Oh, you're not doing this. That's why."
Yeah. Every time, like, "Mom, I'm not losing weight." Ah, it's because you keep eating. You cook the food. Like, what do you want from me? You get mad at me, you tell me to eat the food, and then you get mad at me for being fat because I ate your food. So there's a cycle here that's like not communicating with each other.
Mm-hmm. And just to wrap everything up, I think it's awesome that both of us are trying to promote positive communication between our parents, our family members, emotional awareness and mental health awareness.
It's important, especially for like those who still don't have that with their parents. This is not even like for Filipinos. It's any like foreign family member who are not raised or like first generation Americans, who like came, who are immigrants and like came to a new country and like learned the customs and like are forcing it upon us who have a mixture of both cultures. Like we need to step up and talk to them and explain to them that communication is so key so that there's longevity in relationships.
Yeah. I know so many people that are still afraid to really tell their parents how they feel. And I would strongly encourage them to do so in a very respectful manner, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a time where they will understand you and you guys get to work on your relationship even more. And I think in the end, you guys will have a better relationship. So I strongly encourage to spread positive communication. That's my message. Like,
So what I was gonna say? No, you go.
I was just gonna say. I was just gonna say, can you tell that I am engaged to a therapist?
A
marriage and family therapist.
Can you tell that I talk to my sister on a weekly basis?
Can you tell that I talk with my mom about her issues at home?
With your brother?
Yeah, I'm not going to name any names, but the name Lion might sound similar. Schmayan.
This is a little off topic, but I need Shmariah. I need Shariah. I need people to hear this. This is like related to our last topic. You need to stop blaming your parents for any setbacks that you have in your life. Like they,
for real though,
they're not living your life for you. It's your life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they knew as much as you know now when they had you.
Come here. Take responsibility for your own actions, for where you are in life. Don't blame everything on your parents.
Listen here, brother. It's your fault. Not their fault.
It's not your fault. Oh, see? Now I got
it. That's your fault.
That's your fault. See? It wasn't my fault. It was your fault. See what you made me do?
But yeah, stop blaming your parents or your upbringing for the scenario that you're in now. Go ahead and get out there and do your thing to make your life the way you want it to be.
Yeah. Take accountability. Take accountability. I can't talk, dude. The wine is hitting me right now.
Yeah, you... yeah, man. Take responsibility for your own actions and your own life. Last story.
Sorry story.
Sorry story. I don't know why I thought that's in Sanrio. I wrote the script for this. Sorry stories. That's a mouthful. So if you're unaware, a sorry store is a storefront that is ran outside of a home in the Philippines. So it's a corner store that you go to someone's house for. You get fresh pandesal there. You can get soda, ice, all kinds of stuff.
Ice, yep. Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
SIM cards. Load.
Yeah. They don't have load anymore. They got line. Line?
Yeah, line. Boy bawang.
Boy bawang, yep. Some chili nuts. Some pomporon.
Some meth.
Okay.
Oh, no, just kidding.
Sorry store.
Sorry, you're addicted, sorry.
We actually have a home sorry store in the Philippines in the province that my mom was
rich.
Oh, okay. Rich.
He owns his own business.
Every time we go down there, it's always fun because we always like grab a bunch of stuff and make the ladies' day. So last time we went down there, it was the reunion weekend for my my mom's side of the family, my grandpa's side of the family, I guess. And so everybody was coming together from all over the country. And we came down there and we went to the sorry store. And all of my cousins are already barbecuing. They're they have the karaoke machine now. They're all smoking cigarettes together, making jokes. So my mom was like, we're going to go to Sorry Sorry, so you want to come? We go down there, and we grab a whole case of gin. And so the thing to do out there is get the bottle of gin, grab the calamansi from the plant, and then, like, stuff the calamansi into the gin, and it makes it really sweet. And so I got so swasted. Oh, man, I was sweating profusely. Like, it was really bad. But yeah, I love Sorry Sorry.
I mean, you are in the Philippines.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite item that you would get at the Sorry Sorry store?
I would love to buy soda from Sorry Sorry stores. How they would like pop open the glass bottles and then just pour it into the plastic bags. I always thought that was so cool. Like, even how basic it is. They keep the bottles obviously so that they can recycle it and get more later. But I always thought it was so cool holding a plastic bag with a straw in it, drinking soda.
I love that.
That would probably... Oh, you know what? One of the Sorry Sorry stores that I've gone to, it's funny, they made their own ice cream. And my family, knowing... You know how, like, water is contaminated and all that stuff? Yeah, and, like... Yeah. People can get like GI bugs, whatever. They're like, you're gonna buy ice cream from over there? That's dirty ice cream. How do you know that it's safe? But dude, that ice cream smacked. They probably put in a little bit of cocaine in there or something, but that shit smacked, bro.
They just put condensed milk.
I felt like I was on cloud nine. I feel like I can run through walls and shit, but damn, that ice cream was smacking.
And it wasn't even like a lot of ice cream. Yeah, it was just like the cone and like a small dollop on top.
Yeah. It was like good.
The smallest dollop on there. Yeah. You can hold it like this.
So cute.
Yeah. I used to love getting plastic balloons from Sorry Sorry stores. Like, you know.
Plastic balloons? Oh,
yeah. So you get the little straw and it's like a little tube that likes like toothpaste, and you like roll.
Yeah,
it
and then you blow it.
Yeah, that's how you learn how to roll, man. Because you like
it tastes like rubber,
and you like put it onto the straw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wonder if we
those are the times for all of that movement.
Give me a balloon one time. No, you gotta give me a tube.
A two?
Yeah. There we go.
What the heck? Why does it do that?
It's because you're on Apple.
Oh. Yeah. Not on Apple.
I think we can cut it there, right? Are we good?
Yeah, we're at 53. Unless you want to talk about the name game a little bit.
Yeah, we'll save it for next week.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds Gucci. Go ahead and plug the pod.
Just want to say you can follow me on Instagram at LeoDaFirm, LeoDaFirm. And eventually, one of these days, I'm going to start streaming on Twitch at Lfeezy, Lfeezy. So follow me there. What about you, Chris? Plug in your shit.
You can follow me on all platforms at RealManulit. That's RealManiulit. That's on X, on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on the hub, on xvideos.com,
on the bros,
on slapspankbank.com. These are all the alternatives to the hub.
Premium content. Subscribe for more.
If you followed us all the way to the end of this video, go ahead and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Either way, if you liked the video, if you didn't, give us a comment on what color we should wear on the next video. Because we always match for some reason every time that we do these.
It's and the it's the Lee Carter connection.
Dude, yeah, it's funny too because I edit the videos and we're wearing the same color every time and we never
plan. Dude, that's funny.
Yeah, follow the
pod. Hey, you are my brother.
Follow us at Two Pinos in a Pod on Instagram, TikTok, and on here for all of our shorts. Patreon down below. We are very serious about this, guys. All of our premium content will be down there, and it will be $5 for everybody. So if you guys are interested in something like that, go ahead and click the link below It's down there for a reason.
Oh, no.
Support us in any way.
Chris, where'd you go?
Merch coming soon.
We were so close.
Love you very much. All right, guys. Peace out.
All right. Salama, Pinos. Mahalos.
Hi, Pinos.
I can't. I can't.